E.W. Hammonds presents The Baby Stars in Politics in Washington, a Jack Hayes baby burlesque. Directed by Charles Lamont. Photographed by Dwight Warren. Musical director, Alfonso Corelli. Film editor, Arthur Ellis. Sound engineer, W.C. Smith. Educational Pictures, the spice of the program. A campaign sign is lettered A. Clodbuster for Senator. Dozens of toddlers rally around Clodbuster, who sports a cowboy hat and six guns.
I promise to be elected. I will go to Washington as a servant of the people, and not as a puppet of the Neville Trust.
A picket sign proclaims, "Down with castor oil. Don't let them force this down our throats." Another sign declares, "A Clodbuster stands for a full milk bottle, a lollipop in every fist." Clodbuster checks his diaper.
I'm dry so far. And furthermore, fellow Americans, the bill for increased castor oil consumption must be defeated. Let me eat and end this evil forever.
Later, in Washington, a group of half-pint senators enter President Hoover's office, where a kid in a top hat and owlish spectacles sits at a desk, looking under his blotter.
Hey, boss. This guy's careful in the West. Has he had oil deals?
Sure. He'll roll our way when I get through with him.
He comes from hell.
Welcome to Washington, Senator.
Boys, meet the Senator Clodbuster.
Howdy, boys. Meet my little Jason.
How do you do?
Clodbuster's daughter looks away shyly. One of the senators hands Clodbuster a licorice cigar.
Now, Senator, about this castor oil bill. We expect your support.
No, I'm here to vote against it.
Now let's be Senator. You can have wealth, fine clothes, anything.
I'm not for sale. Scram!
Now, Senator, don't get mad.
Clodbuster pulls the kid's top hat over his ears.
Scram!
And boots him out of the room.
All of you.
The other senators hurry out of the room. Later, Shirley, who's known as Polly Tix, preens in her boudoir. Polly's attendant answers the phone.
Hello. Let me speak to Miss Polly Tix. Just a minute, please.
Polly takes the senator's call.
Hello?
Listen, Polly, I've got a job for you. That new senator just arrived. Go over and give him the works. He's too conscientious.
Okay, Bob, it's in the bag. Toodaloo.
In the president's office, Clodbuster and the president's aide watch as Hoover kneels down and peers under a couch. The president looks up and shakes his head unhappily. The aide and Clodbuster trade puzzled looks.
Come in.
Polly sashays into the office in a lacy outfit, and three little senators carry in a large object covered with a cloth.
Oh, hello. I'm Polly Tix. Boss Flint, I sent me over to entertain you.
As Clodbuster stares at her, google-eyed, the three senators run out of the office. When Clodbuster takes off his cowboy hat, Polly swivels her hips as she crosses the room to his side. Wrapping her arms around him, she gives him a big kiss.
I think you are wonderful. Go away!
He shields his eyes and looks away, then gazes at her.
Well, if you feel that way about it, I'll go.
Wait! I think you're the most beautiful woman I have ever.
He kisses her enthusiastically.
I'm nuts about you.
Ah, I'm expensive.
Alas, I'm a poor man.
You can have every luxury. You vote for Boss Fred, I'd bail.
Polly removes the cover from the large object. It's a huge triple-decker cake.
See?
Clodbuster stares at the cake in amazement and licks his lips.
No!
Polly picks up a big slice and tempts him with it.
No! Oh, come now. You can be him.
She takes a bite of the slice.
This is lovely. You're very foolish.
When she takes another bite, Clodbuster wavers. He lunges toward the cake, but the president's aide holds him back. Clodbuster's daughter arrives in time to see her father and the aide collapse on the floor. When Polly again offers cake to Clodbuster, he accepts and gobbles it down.
Why don't you leave my father alone? He's not your kind. You're not a good woman.
You're crazy. You've got to be good to get stuff like this in these hard times.
Clodbuster stares at the lavish icing on the big cake and licks his lips. Suddenly, he rushes the cake, shoving his daughter aside. Polly smiles victorious as he tears into the cake like a buzzsaw. His daughter shakes her head sadly as bits of cake fly everywhere like sawdust. Satiated, Clodbuster steps toward Polly. When she throws her arms around him, he shoves her away.
For shame! That a creature of your charm should be the tall, false, frivolous politician. I am defiled. You have ruined me.
No, no, it's not too late. Trust me.
One of the conniving senators sticks his head into the office and beckons to Polly. As Clodbuster bemoans his failure, his daughter and the aide comfort him. Meanwhile, the senator speaks to Polly.
It all fixed.
Polly nods sadly. When he hands her a necklace,
here's your pay.
She bats it away.
No, no, I can't go through with this.
She takes off her other necklaces and throws them at his feet.
I love him.
He tries to strangle Polly. Clodbuster rushes to help her, shoves her aside, and grapples with the senator. As the other senators rush in and pile on, the aide joins the tangle of wriggling bodies. Soon after, Clodbuster is the only one standing in the wrecked office. When one of the senators gets to his feet, Clodbuster draws a gun, fires, and squirts the senator in the face. He runs out of the office. Triumphant, Clodbuster welcomes Polly into his arms, and they kiss. The president arrives, shakes his head, and peeks under the diaper of one of the prostrate little senators. He crosses the room, looking around.
What's he looking for?
Hey, what are you looking for?
Prosperity.
Oh, prosperity is just around the corner.
Hearing her words, the president looks up, inspired. He hurries out. Outside, he looks around a corner, and another, and another. The End. Educational Film Exchanges, Incorporated.